With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Both presidential candidates are in Texas today, taking a short break from their focus on battleground states. Vice President Harris will rally with Beyonce in Houston, while former President Trump will be interviewed by podcaster Joe Rogan and hold a press conference on immigration. Harris told reporters that strengthening the southern border is a priority of hers.
My highest priority is to put the resources into ensuring that our border is secure, which is why I've been very clear. I'm going to bring back up as president that bipartisan border security bill and make sure that it is brought to my desk so I can sign it into law. The biggest issue that we have right now is that Donald Trump has stood in the way of what would have been a proven part of the solution.
On the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show, Trump said if elected, he'll take steps to address a major trade imbalance between the U.S. and European Union.
You have a $312 billion deficit with the EU. You know, the EU is a mini, but not so mini, is a mini China. They treat us very, very badly.
Also at SRNnews.com, three Americans and one Russian cosmonaut are back on Earth this morning after riding back in a SpaceX capsule.
Dragon Endeavour has returned home, and NASA astronauts Matt Dominick, Mike Barrett, and Jeanette Epps, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gribankin are back on Earth after an approximately 34-hour return journey from space.
Sandra Jones with NASA Communications says their eight-month mission lasted longer than expected. There were delays caused by problems with the Boeing Starliner capsule and hurricane-related weather in Florida. Palestinians say more than three dozen people were killed in the latest Israeli military strikes in southern Gaza. Israel says its forces killed a number of Palestinian gunmen. This is SRN News. There's a new study of America's men.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 66% of adult males say the primary way they learned how to be a man was from listening to their father. Mom helped some too, and then there's social media. 18% of young poll respondents say what they see on the web has influenced how they believe they should behave as a man. Meanwhile, the Pew report reveals that young women are much more influenced by social media, more than twice as much as men. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kamala Harris is apparently responding to the outrage sparked by her comments at a rally last week. After someone in the crowd shouted, "Jesus is Lord," she responded by saying, "You're at the wrong rally." During this week's CNN town hall event in Pennsylvania, Harris went out of her way to talk about her personal faith. The vice president has attended a Baptist church and Hindu temple in the past. Her husband is Jewish. This is SRN News. Recent food bacteria outbreaks have been in the headlines recently, and they're prompting questions about the safety of the country's food supply. Here's Shelley Adler.
From Boar's Head deli meat and waffles to McDonald's quarter pounders, this year's illness outbreaks and food recalls may have Americans wondering whether there are new risks in the food supply. Donald Schaffner is a food science expert at Rutgers University.
There's, you see this listeria outbreak. There was a listeria waffle recall. There's this outbreak. And I don't think they're an indication that the sky is falling. I think they're probably just either coincidence and or the CDC doing a really good job of finding these problems for us.
The FDA says the country ranks near the top for food safety. I'm Shelley Adler.
And the FDA investigation into the McDonald's E. coli outbreak continues. More details at SRNnews.com.